here we are, episode number, I'm not sure which. You have joined us at Seat of Your Pants. My name is Jay. I'm one of the owners of Why Not. Joining me, as always, is the unmatchable Mistress Kai.
Oh, my goodness. Unmatchable.
Yeah, no one can match you. They can try, but they're going to fail miserably, and that's just the way it goes.
Oh, thanks for saying that. I don't feel that way about myself, but that's nice to hear you say that. Thank you.
You should. I'd have your... I would want you to have my back in any kind of a fight. Yeah.
Always. Always.
And joining us today, taking the plunge with us, is the one and only Cody Vore. This woman needs no introduction, but I'm going to give her one anyway.
She's been in the industry.
Yeah, you've been in the industry for like five or six years now. You are completely killing it on social media. For those that don't know, Vorephilia is the sexual satisfaction of being swallowed or eaten whole. Am I right with that?
Wait, what? What is this that you speak of? What?
I love that. I love that in my life. When people introduce me on podcasts, they introduce me with the most extreme fetish that I have.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
It's your namesake. Well, I mean, here, let me just put
you this
one.
I did that to myself.
It's good, though, because people remember you. I mean, bottom line is, Cody Vore, she's got, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand, like, TikTok followers. She's, you know, completely killing it on Twitter. She does amazing clips. She's one of the funniest. You got, like, that combination of, like, funny, serious, smart, goofy, hilarious, and professional. It's just, it's an amazing combination. And we're thrilled to have you on our show today.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Good. So, yeah, I don't know about you two, but I've just been stressing out about just so much shit lately. I don't know what the hell's going around.
I think that's sort of everybody at this point.
Yeah. It's been, things are picking back up, but they're also not picking back up. It's like, it's like people are kind of going back to work and like, you know, we're supposed to like be with each other more often now that people are getting vaccinated. So there's like more things happening. It's a shift. We're all shifting. And that's stressful.
I think it's a, like a, COVID burnout of sorts. Almost a little bit like, okay, we wrote it out. We got the vaccines. Things might start going back to normal. And now all we're hearing is, oh, by the way, motherfuckers, we got this Delta variant. Doesn't matter if you're vaccinated. You can catch it. You can spread it. And I think it's just a little bit of a kick to the belly. Like, damn.
Like when are we done?
Yeah, when are we done? This uncertainty, you know, I think that's sort of a lot of what everybody's feeling. What about you, Jay? You're usually pretty on top of this stuff.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm just dealing with a lot of angry people out there and a lot of people that are indecisive about stuff. And I mean, I get it and everything. You know, you look at it, it's like, okay, history repeats itself. There was the great pandemic, what, 100 years ago or something like that. One thing people fail to realize is that, I don't know, like 1/10 of the world's population died back then. And then in addition to that, people weren't traversing continents in hours, you know? So it was really, really easy for one person to go and fuck up an entire village now. Unlike back then. So yeah, we're all kind of going through it and it's frustrating, but hey, we're pushing forward with the Why Not Cam Awards and Cam Unity trade show in Hollywood. So
you all must be so excited about that.
I'm excited, but it's scary at the same time. I mean, Cody, you're still doing a lot of shooting. I mean, Cody has been, you've done Brazzers, Bang Bros, Girlfriends Films. You've done a lot of stuff out there. So, I mean, are you still actively doing a lot of shooting? Are you traveling to LA? What's going on with that?
Yeah, I've been shooting a lot this last week, basically. Well, actually, for me, I just got into, about a month and a half ago, I was in a car accident. So that kind of took me out of shooting for a little while. I am 100% back to normal.
Thank God.
If anything, I actually think I'm maybe 110, 120% because, the physical therapy has inspired me to go work out some more and like really take care of my body and make sure that I'm strong enough to not get any like repeated injuries or anything. And I feel really good. So that's good, but I did have to take some time off. And so then, pretty recently I had like a week where I did a bunch of shooting, and I shot for Brazzers and I shot for Pure Taboo, in LA. And there should be a couple scenes coming out from Pure Taboo for me. And I should be shooting again pretty soon out there. I think they want me for Trans Angel soon. So that'll be fun. So yeah, I mean, I've been shooting a lot and yeah, just staying busy.
So really, yeah, just, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kai.
No, I was just wondering, are you in Vegas? Because I think I remember seeing Jay saying something about visiting you in Vegas. So yes. I was wondering about that.
Yeah, I'm based in Vegas and I shoot mostly in Vegas, but every now and then you gotta get out to LA and shoot there. Mm-hmm. LA. So yeah.
Yeah, there's so much activity in both of those cities. But yeah, I mean, you know, we're planning on doing our events again in LA. We're going to be very, very cautious, very strict on how we're doing things. Some people, you know, are not going to like it. But at the same time, you know, I'm not about risking people's health and lives and, you know, whatever, just to make a buck. I mean, if I was, I'd be rich by now. And I have no intentions of ever being rich. And frankly, you know, I'm rich with friends and happiness. And, you know, people, I mean, I've been in this biz for a very long time and I, you know, gonna be a lifer. I decided that pretty quickly. And, you know, it's just, I'm not interested in compromising, especially now. It's just, you know, this is the way it's gotta be. So
it's not worth it. Yeah.
So Cody, Jay just said that he's a lifer. Have you made that decision? Have you, you know, we're significantly older than you are. And one of my questions to Jay is going to be, when did you make that decision? And then, you know, but I want to hear from Cody first. Do you feel like you're a lifer? How do you feel?
So yeah, for context, I'm 26 and I started in the industry when I was about 20. I turned 21 on cam. So, I mean, I don't think you know what the fuck you're doing at all at 20, let alone 26. So,
yeah, I would agree with that for sure.
So I couldn't tell you for sure, but I would say that, like, I mean, I love this job. Like I don't see myself exiting the industry anytime soon. And I could easily see myself shifting into all the different fun roles that are involved, whether it's like, going back into more indie work, doing more mainstream work, talking about mainstream work, directing or writing or editing or, you know, whatever things. Like, I could definitely see myself being in this industry for life. I love this community and I feel like I would really struggle to be with people who are not from this industry on the regular. Like, I don't know if I could handle that in a workplace. I think it would take some getting used to. Yeah.
Yeah. They can't quite understand all of the intricacies of us folks. Now, I mean, Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No offense, but none. You know, we all have a certain mindset. We're all very like-minded on things. And, you know what? I think you're going to have a lot of longevity as talent because you look younger than you are. And a lot of people don't like that when they're younger and, you know, they're grateful for it when they're older. But you have a very youthful look to you. And then your spirit and energy is very youthful. And I think that's going to, as long as you want to be in front of the camera, that's probably going to, you know, carry you a long way.
But I will say this. Cody also has range. I think that Cody could pull off being considerably older than she is, not because of how she looks. I mean, you know, makeup and all that other shit can doctor her up. But I think she can carry herself like someone who, you know, is 30 or represents 30s, you know, just because she's, I don't know, got more of a mature sense about her. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm in my 50s and I guess I can carry myself as someone in this 50s, but I sure don't want to, and I sure don't like to. So it's like, you know, I get auditions every now and then. And if I don't like the range and I don't like it, I just simply say no. And that's another thing about Cody is that you're going to probably get more opportunities in the mainstream, whether it's voiceovers, writing gigs, you know, if you're submitting stuff out there to agencies, getting auditions for, you know, movies, whether they're low budget or whatever. I mean, it's just like, I don't see why not.
Thank you. Y'all are just really gassing me up and I appreciate it.
Look, we are not bullshitters. Jay and I tell you right exactly how we feel and how it is. I mean, we don't go out to hurt anybody, but we'll tell you straight.
And, but we also only get people on the show that we really, really love. So it's like, you know, it's like if we got somebody who was like, maybe or maybe not, we'd be like, all right, so tell everybody why you're such a fucking asshole.
You know? Oh my God.
So, remember that time back at that show where you did this? Yeah, dude, I really wanted to belt you in the face because you're such a dick, you know? But it's like, no.
Yeah, that doesn't make for good interview material.
No, it doesn't.
No.
That's good drama.
I appreciate it, though. I like performing. I like making things. I love this shit. So, like, I'm just the kind of person that, like, whatever looks attractive, I'm going to go for it. And who knows where I'll be. I don't know.
But are you very creative? Are you very creative in your personal life?
I think I am.
You seem like you would be. Like, I could see you directing because you seem like you have a very artistic energy.
Thank you. I feel like I would have a lot of fun directing. I actually recently, I did write something for Brazzers. That was one of the last things I shot with them. And I plan on doing that more often. But I mean, I make my own clips all the time. So I figure that's pretty creative. And I do that and I do other stuff too, but I'm all about making stuff. I think it's really healthy for me on just a personal level. And, people seem to like what I make. So that's fucking cool. How could I like ask for anything better than that?
Well, you know, let me ask you, I was, trying to steer away from business. I'm sorry, Kai, did you want to say something?
No, I was halfway thinking and looking up and I have to watch doing that because I don't want to cue you incorrectly. I have to watch. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Whatever. It's all good. But yeah, I mean, it's like, Cody, like your TikTok is only like 9 months old. I think you did it around Halloween of last year. Are you able to still keep that going and channeling that traffic over to, you know, paying customers and stuff? I mean, how's that working out for you? Because some of your freaking TikToks are some of the most hilarious shit I've seen. And I mean, I'm biased, but I mean, you've got some great shit out there. It's so funny.
Thank you. I get a mix. Some people are like, I don't watch your porn, but I really like your TikToks. And some people will subscribe to my OnlyFans and they'll send me a message and it'll be like, hey, just wanted to say, I found you on TikTok and you're so funny and I had to come support you here or something like that. And so, you know, yeah, it's a mixed bag, but like, I enjoy it. So yeah, I think TikTok's not for everybody, but it definitely is for me. So I'm really glad I got on that platform.
Yeah, people ask me all the time, you know, when's Y not going to do a TikTok or are you going to do a TikTok? And I mean, honestly, if I had the time and the way I needed to monetize it, I'd probably do pretty well. But, you know, it requires some finesse, time, a little bit of technical know-how. And I'm so stretched. And it's just like, I know what I need to do. Adding one more thing would just, I don't know, it would put me under. It's like there's things that I need to do, things that I want to do.
I think you would have tremendous fun. For no other reason, you'd have a lot of fun doing TikTok. Why are you making that face?
Because I'm thinking of something and I'm trying to vocalize it. And it's probably not a good idea if I were to say it. So I'm just going to like... I'm just going to not say anything and just let you guys continue. Yeah. I mean, it's not like, you know, like I'm not playing with myself under the table. I'm not, you know, I'm not farting or anything like that.
Oh, how dare you fart.
So, I know. Sorry.
You're like the only person that makes me giggle and laugh this way. Usually I just am in this constant state of being curmudgeonly. And then the second I'm around you, it's just like
good comedy relief.
Silliness.
I mean, honestly, you two ladies have like totally brightened my mood today because I have dealt with so much bullshit lately. I mean, it's just not even like small things either. Like people coming at me that either owe me a ton of money and then they're trying to make an excuse as to why they don't want to pay it, you know, or just, I mean, it's just little things that when you add it all up, it's just like, what am I fucking doing? You know? And I mean, I just see this, obviously it's like a sign of the times and you know, I feel bad for, I mean, your generation, Cody, I feel bad for you because I couldn't imagine being in my 20s and being, you know, the world is my oyster and all this shit. And then all of a sudden things are just shut. I couldn't imagine like if things like this happened to me in the 90s, I don't know what the fuck I would have done.
Oh yeah.
You know?
No. I mean, the world is not anybody's oyster right now at this age. Like I mean, the world is my oyster. I feel, sure. I am doing pretty well, and there's, you know, there is success to be had, but like, it is bleak, you know, with the pandemic and everything. And then, you know, even like right now there's this big housing boom, or this, I don't know. Have you noticed the inflation of like housing prices and,
yeah,
and rent right now has just gone way, way, way up. And it's, yeah, it's kind of hard for people my age, and especially younger than my age, to have like a lot of hope about, what they're going to do for a living and how they're going to make a living. I think right now it's kind of hard to watch.
Well, I mean,
what I was sort of trying to express earlier, that it was like, we started to have some hope. Things are getting better. We had the vaccine. Maybe things are going to start to level off. And I feel like that little bit of hope we were given is starting to be pecked away at. And I think that's why you were saying, Jay, like, you're feeling so much sort of anger from people. I think it's the hope. I think it's sort of like the hope is dangling.
Well,
yeah, you got to give up that shit.
Yeah. I mean, typically I mean, it's not fair to say whether I'm an angry person or not. Things can really set me off and I get really passionate about things. But I mean, I don't know. I'm just noticing in general that there's just a lot of just careless nonsense out there. People just don't seem to care. They've given up. Things don't matter so much anymore. You know, you try to get service done anywhere. It's just, I mean, I don't know. I'm feeling it all around, and I can't think of any other time in my lifetime where things just seem bleak. Like,
yeah,
this, you know?
You and I lived through the AIDS epidemic.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember things. And I was heavily entrenched in the LGBTQ community at that time. And, you know, it was bleak in that sense, but not this overall planetary. I don't even know what it is. What you're saying, I don't even know how to articulate it myself. But I understand exactly what you're saying.
I mean,
so
let me ask.
Is it affecting, Cody? Is it, do you think, I was wondering about your TikTok conversion. Do you think if we weren't under the situation that we're in, do you think you would have a higher TikTok conversion? Were you converting more business?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I would say, I don't know, maybe it wouldn't affect it at all. I mean, if people had more money in their pockets, they'd buy more things. I think that's, you know, pretty universal probably, but,
you know, like you mentioned about how rent is being jacked up. I mean, I read somewhere recently that like there's a housing crisis and that there's like a shortage of houses, not enough room for people to move into. And I looked at what my house price is worth and I'm just like, give me a fucking break. It's not worth that. It would be worth that if I like had to blow the construction crew, you know, every day for like 5 years, then okay. Then all right, now we're reaching into what its true value is. Okay. But I mean, like, did your landlord just like jack up your rent to something stupid? I mean, can they do that?
No, but people in houses similar to mine, like very similar to mine. I mean, I had my lease renewed in March, and housing similar to mine since then has gone up $500 a month at least.
Oh my God.
It's really bad in Las Vegas right now. It's
really, life-changing.
Really bad. Yeah. $500 a month. That's insane. And I mean, rent's been going up in Las Vegas for a long time anyway, because people have been moving from LA to out here because the prices are so much better. And, it's not that far from LA. So like, that makes sense. But people from LA are much more willing to put up with higher prices, because to them, it's all a deal.
I know.
You know? And I totally understand that, you know, I call them the LA refugees. And I think, you know, I feel for them and their situation. But also, like, between that and the housing shortage, which, you know, I'm hearing that for people looking for new places, you need to basically apply the moment something is available. You know, your application is going on a stack of applications. Like, it's not easy to find a place right now, especially to rent. And it's fucked up when we're at a place where like people are making less and less money. And it's harder to find jobs that will, you know, give you, insurance or any kind of benefits. You know, you've got people like working for, for Uber or Lyft or OnlyFans or whatever it is, you know, they're not going to pay for your health care. They're not going to pay for your insurance. So, you know, it's tough. It's tough.
Everything is so off balance, right?
And I feel like there's no way it can spike like that and not have a crash of some sort, right? Like,
well, that'll be the big crash of 2029, like the one in 1929. Except this time it'll be crypto. I mean, who knows?
Who knows? I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. I've heard that housing prices for very, very, very expensive houses are actually going down. But because there's more of those, I guess. But yeah.
I mean, we could have a real estate crash. We had one back. Was that 2009? I think that was.
Yeah, you could get houses in North Las Vegas for like $80,000. It was like, you know, and decent houses too. I mean, it wouldn't have been the best neighborhood, but I mean, you could easily get like a 2,500 square foot house, 3-bedroom, 2-bath or whatever, decent looking house for like $85,000.
Holy cow. Oh my goodness. I know I have a house that I think I'm closing on in a few weeks here. And when I looked at the comparables to sort of gauge the price to list it at 6 months ago, it was at one price. It's actually gone up $30,000 in 6 months. And I went, oh my goodness, this is, I mean, great for me. But the market overall, like young people, I don't even know how they're going to be able to afford and stay in these houses with the way things that are going. Like, I think we may see a repeat of like 2010. We may, I mean, who knows? I'm not smart enough to know, you know, the economics
of
the world.
Well, I'm definitely not then.
But I'm concerned.
Yeah, I'm concerned too. I'm very concerned.
Well, yeah. Let's shift gears here. Let's talk about anything but
Can I take this as an opportunity to plug Suede?
God, yes.
Yeah, plug whatever you want.
So, you know, in the midst of these bad things, me and some of my friends have put together a mutual aid fund out in Las Vegas specifically to support sex workers and people in the industry. We also, you know, take care of people outside of Las Vegas as well. But we're supposed to primarily be serving people in Vegas, and that's who we prioritize. But basically, it's just a mutual aid fund. We collect money and we redistribute it so people can apply. As long as they're sex workers and they say they need funds, we will give them a micro grant of between $1 and $200. Yeah, so it's called Suede. That's the nickname we have for it. It's SWAID, like sex worker aid.
Gotcha.
And it there is a Twitter for it, Suede Vegas, or at Suede Vegas, or suedevegas.org is our website where you can donate or you can request funds or whatever you want to do. But we do like contraceptives, and like we recently sent out some like baby supplies for somebody who had a newborn, or like grocery gift cards, or harm reduction kits, things like that. At some point we might finally get some Narcan, which would be cool. And basically we're just giving people money and we're giving people resources, if they need them. And it's really like the bare minimum, I think, to help support our community, but it is doing a lot of good. So, and we really, really rely on donations very heavily.
And it's based in Vegas and is to support sex workers in the greater Las Vegas Henderson area.
Yes. And we run it. It's all run entirely by sex workers. And we don't take anything off the top or anything like that. We don't even use any of the money we get donated to pay for like any of the additional costs of running things. We pay for that all out of pocket and contribute to the fund as well. So like anything you donate, it's literally going to go into somebody's pocket,
the website.
It's suedevegas.org, SWAID vegas.org.
Okay.
/contribute, but the whole website is there, so you can find what you need, what you're looking for there.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Thank you.
I love this community so much. There are so many people, you know, friends get together and they're doing this sort of boots on the ground type of work. I love this so very much.
Yeah, it makes me really happy, and it helps to give me somewhere to focus my doom and gloom energy.
Well, you know, we recently had Lance Hart on, and he had told me the founding principle of like AA was that helping others and how therapeutic that is for oneself. And it made me think of that when you just mentioned, you know, that I guess it's sort of like grounding for you, right?
Absolutely. Cause I mean, it's not just the pandemic, like, you know, it's not just the pandemic. Like, you know, I was thinking the other day, I'm so glad I have this mask from the pandemic, because the wildfires in California are so bad that the pollution in town, like the other day, was so bad that you could not go outside without wearing a mask.
Really?
Or like having
holy shit.
It was like a smoky sky. And that's been happening for the last couple of years when the wildfires have been going really bad. And that's all related to your climate crisis and the climate mm-hmm. change situation. And that's just, you know, the tip of the iceberg when you really get into like the income inequality and the problems with getting housing, affordable healthcare, all of this stuff. It's rough out there. And I went through a phase where I did nothing but like watch the news and pay attention to all of this stuff and talk about it and, you know, have a reason why I'm doing better than other people about this situation. And at the end of the day, like I need to put all that judgment aside and just focusing that energy on just literally helping people directly in front of me has made me an incredibly happier person, because it's literally all I can do right now. I cannot change the world. I cannot make the government more responsible. I can't do those things by myself, and I can't expect them to ever go the way I want them to, because the world is out of my control. I can only do what's in front of me, and that's what I'm doing.
Doing your part, and really the part of others. And I mean, you know, it isn't just enough where it's an uncomfortable discussion for a lot of people, and whether people are doing any part at all or not. But there's just still so many out there that deny anything that's even going on. I mean, it's mind-boggling to me. And I mean, I'm not really trying to use this as like a political pulpit or anything, but I mean, I've felt this way for all my adult life, just how so much is just swept under the carpet. And you know, you're trying to fight a battle while being fought. It's just like, it's hard enough just trying to get things done and get things rallied the way you want them to go and the way they need to go without having all this extra resistance coming from all these different angles, whether it's government entities or ignorance or just, you know, people that just don't give a shit. And it's just, you know, again, not trying to sway this to doom and gloom, but I mean, you both know what I'm talking about.
Oh, 100%. And on top of all that, we have to deal with being so very marginalized and so very stigmatized. So I get it 100% what you're saying. I want to ask Cody a question.
Yeah.
So is that a collar or just a necklace that you're wearing?
Oh, it's just a necklace.
Okay.
I've got to ask. A chain necklace. I am not collared. Although I do love chokers and being choked, but I've been getting very into chokers lately and chains and things, and mm-hmm. I love my little accessories.
I always have to ask because, you know, in the kink community, we have these very covert ways of wearing collars, especially for women. And I was like, I don't know, it's awfully choker collar-ish. I have to ask, you know, maybe I won't be a proper mistress if I didn't. So.
Fair question. Absolutely.
No, that's a great question. Yeah.
Yep. Let's ask some other great questions. I don't know, Kai, do you have anything? I don't want to put you on the spot, but I think, you know, in a previous episode, you came up with some like good would you rather type questions.
Oh, when we were asking, you know, what kind of kinky stuff we could do to you.
Yeah. I mean, I play these games all the time, but it's usually with guy friends of mine. And it's usually stuff that just should not be repeated anywhere outside of our little circle. Because people are going to think, okay, they're a bunch of fucking pigs anyway. But wow, really, what they're talking about, that's just rude. So I don't think this is really the venue for that. But yeah, you know, I mean.
Well, I mean, I wanted to know coming in if Cody was kinky. But that's sort of been answered a little bit. So
a little bit, yeah.
Let's hear about that.
I don't have a ton of experience actually with like straight BDSM, specifically in scenes or like in my personal life. I am definitely submissive. I am definitely interested. I'm very interested. Yeah. Not crazy about impact play, but like with the right person, I have a good time. But I mean, I do have a lot of strange kinks, a lot of things that I can't really make even videos about because like they violate TOS. And so I don't always make those videos, even though they are like part of my kink. And obviously Vore is my last name. So I have been to Vore and all of the weird furry shit that can come with that. Cause Vore is very closely tied to the furry community too. it is delightful. God,
I love this shit.
Oh, actually, I have a question for Jay and Kai. If you had a fursona, what would your animal fursona be?
I could tell you. Kai, do you want me to tell it while you're thinking?
Yeah. I'm going to turn my mic off because we're in a thunderstorm. So you go first. Oof. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, does it have to be, could it be any animal or could it be a certain character?
It could be a character or an animal. Yeah, whatever you want to say.
I mean, definitely Bugs Bunny. No question about it.
Okay. You've got like a Bugs Bunny type flavor.
I'm definitely like character. I'm definitely a rabbit. I'm definitely, you know, a Bugs Bunny type.
I can totally see that. Yeah.
I mean, just, yep. You know, I'm cuddly. I'm, you know, furry, I guess.
You're furry now.
Yes.
With that hair.
With this hair, yes.
Yeah, you got little bunny ears right there.
So I'm definitely like rabbit-esque. I mean, even though I'm older, I still move pretty quickly. I'm very graceful. I guess a lot of the things that you can associate with rabbits, and Bugs Bunny in particular, like to say that that's kind of my spirit animal and my furry, what did you call it again?
A fursona.
My fursona. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Bugs Bunny, I mean, he's a smart ass. You know, you have to love him. And he also manages to get himself in and out of like really difficult situations.
He's a trickster.
Comes out on top every time. And that's been my life in a lot of ways, man. So
I think that is very suiting for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that was a really good answer. It's like you've thought about this.
Didn't think about it. It's just like, bam, came to me. Yeah.
Yeah. You just knew.
Okay, Kai, your turn.
Okay, so for me, and this is something I've just realized probably through the pandemic. I got some Fred Flintstone in me. Jay will remember. Cody probably not so much. But if I had to like, I don't know. I don't know about an animal, but I certainly think I'm half Fred Flintstone and half James Gandolfini's character in The Sopranos, because, you know, he was like in charge, but, you know, he's all fucked up and messed up.
Yeah.
So I think I'm like a weird combination, but an animal, I don't know.
Yeah, I would call that a persona, but it's interesting. Yeah. Good answer.
That is interesting. Just don't curb stomp anybody, please. Okay. Cody, question goes to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if I had to pick an animal to be my fursona, it'd probably be a rat.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I think rats get a bad rep. I think they're a little, like, people think they're dirty, but they're so cute. They're just adorable. And on top of that, rats are really, really smart social animals. I think their little tails, the little skin wrapped tails, are adorable. Okay. And I very much identify with rats. Also, if it matters at all, rats do tend to be the ones that get eaten. And that would kind of matter in my situation. Rats are more of a prey.
Can you make yourself go really flat and crawl under doors?
Unfortunately, I think my breasts would prevent that from happening. Yeah. Although they're pretty flat.
Have you seen her boobs?
I have. And they're glorious.
So I have a question, Jay. Why don't you tell us? So I can't come up with like an animal. So you know me well enough, I think. What kind of animal would you think my persona would be? I'm having a hard time with that.
I have just met you, but I'm already getting fox vibes.
Oh, is that good or bad? Like sneaky, good. Like a fox, or
yeah, no fox. Everybody loves a fox for some.
I'm thinking fox. You know, mama bear in some sort of way.
Oh yeah, I definitely said got some mama bear.
Yeah, I mean, I could see you kind of a bear of some kind.
Yeah,
you know?
I was thinking maybe like some lioness.
Ooh.
You know, because they're the ones that really are.
You're an animal that could. Yeah, you could cause a lot of harm. You could cause a lot of harm physically.
Oh, for sure.
And mentally. So,
but
you know,
you've got that protective control. You've got control. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could see why you'd go for
very nurturing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very nurturing. But yeah. I can be very brutal. So I think, like a bear. I think bear that is a good mama bear. Yeah.
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 That's suiting.
I think that's a good.
Help me sort it all out.
End this. You know, I like to end things on a high note. So, why don't we do this? Let's give Cody an opportunity to let everyone listening and any of her fans, whether they're current or new as a result of this episode, where can they find you? How can they find your content and reach you if they want to?
Okay, well, my Twitter handle is @Cody_Vore. My name is CODIVORE, so not CODY.
Right.
But I would say, and this is just good advice in general, if you ever want to find a sex worker on Twitter, don't look them up on Twitter. Go into the Google tab, type their name and then the word Twitter, and their Twitter will pop up. We are all shadow banned and you can't find us in the regular searches. So just look my name up and the word Twitter and you'll find me right there. I'm also on Pornhub and I'm on OnlyFans. If I'm on OnlyFans.com/CodyVore, all one word, CODIVORE. And I'm on TikTok as Cody.Vore. I have a Discord too. I have a link to that on my TikTok and a couple other places. You can ask me for that too. And I have like many vids, and I guess if you want to see something ridiculous, go to Pornhub, Google my name or type in my name and also type in stepladder. I recently made a video.
What is
a
this?
Free video.
Wait, we can't end the podcast because I want to know what this is.
Well, this will be our going out comment because it's hilarious.
Back when I was very new, when I first kind of started, I was like, oh my God, I don't think anybody's made a video. Like, people keep asking me if I'm going to ever do a scene with a fan. They're like, will you ever fuck a fan? And so one day I was like, I'm going to do a scene with an oscillating fan, like a standing oscillating fan. And I did the scene and I did it like in one morning in a manic episode. It was really fun. And people really liked it. I posted it for free on Pornhub. That was before I'd even done hardcore. So it was I was kind of trolling people. You know, this hardcore scene with me and a fan, but it's me and a fan. Mm-hmm. And I finally made the sequel to that recently with a stepladder. What are you doing, stepladder? Kind of playing into the step sibling trope situation, where I finally got to fuck a stepladder. So it's
awesome.
People say that it's hot. So people said they can masturbate to it. And that's really my goal when it comes to any of these kind of videos. I just want to make the weirdest thing you can possibly masturbate to.
Whoever, so, no one's done that. Who's fucked the stepladder before? No one. You're not going to
fuck their stepladder. I wasn't the originator of that joke. I saw that joke somewhere else and I was like, oh yeah, I'm going all the way with that joke.
But you did it.
Yeah. You need, yeah.
Where is this?
It's on Pornhub.
Oh, on Pornhub.
Go. Yeah. It's free on Pornhub.
I'm
so find
check it out.
If you're into it, then go on OnlyFans. Maybe send me some cash if you have that in this economy. Yeah. And don't forget Suede Vegas. It's suedevegas.org, SWAID Vegas.org. If you can also donate on my behalf there, and I'd be fucking delighted to see that. So, yeah.
So will you come back and I'll come up with something really silly that we can do. Maybe we can torture Jay in some way because you're so fucking fun and silly. I mean, just going through your Instagram, I was like, the thing with the nose and a lump on this side and no lump on this side. I'm sitting here laughing. My dogs were like, what are you doing? Because I was laughing out loud. So will you come back and, I'll reach out and you and I will come up with some sort of game where we can poke fun at Jay or torture Jay.
Oh, that sounds like a great
time. Because you know he's going to like that.
Always. Yeah, I'm good for that. Well, ladies, this has been truly an enlightening almost 40 minutes now. That's our longest episode of Seat of Your Pants. So once
God,
again,
that went fast.
It did. Absolutely did. You know, we could do this forever. So, you know, I definitely want to have like another episode where we like have our best of or whatever, for Seat of Your Pants. But everyone just remember to visit, suedevegas.org.
Yes. SWAIDvegas.org.
Org. And, look up Cody, CODIVORE, and, find all her content on, Twitter, Pornhub, OnlyFans,
or find me TikTok. Find me on those pro sites too. Brazzers, Reality Kings, you know, Pure Taboo soon, Bang Bros, those, that kind of shit. Tell them you like me.
Excellent. And yeah, thank you everyone for tuning in. Any closing comments or thoughts, Kai?
No, I'm just really happy to have gotten the chance to talk with Cody some, and I have all these thoughts about what we're going to do to you in the future.
Turning dreams into reality. All right.
There we go.
Thank you, everyone, for joining Seat of Your Pants.